Anything else besides that would be ridiculous. Ridiculous for the simple reality that you are voting in a referendum, you are not voting for a political party. Therefore, you will find that in a political party context, there are some Zimbabweans who will not be involved in that context, that will not support a particular political party or a particular leader or leaders. So they will stay away from elections and votes. But if you are voting for a referendum, you are specifically speaking about issues around your constitution. You are saying, what do we want in a constitution of Zimbabwe? What don't we want in a constitution of Zimbabwe? It does not matter whether you are registered to vote or not to vote. You are a Zimbabwean who is going to be governed or who is going to govern using that same document.
We have spoken to some people, especially the youths, who are saying that it will be better to have people registered, because this would also encourage them to register for the presidential and parliamentary elections. What's your take on that?
That would be the best thing to do. In theory, that would be the best thing to do. But Chris, you, I, and the next guy know that registration, voter registration rather, has become a very tedious process. We know that it is something that we will not be able to do timeously. It's not something that we'll be able to do within the time that will be required. If we were able to do that, then let's go ahead and do it. But because we know that that won't be possible in the time that is necessary, people will still not be registered going into election.